This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Because we haven't even talked about it. How have I buried the lead here? We mentioned it, I think, once. The wardrobe malfunction? What the hell was that?
I don't even know.
The wrong shorts? Is he going all Brandon Ayuk on us?
I don't even know.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You have the wrong shorts.
I don't even
know.
And
then like they had to stop the game and it goes to commercial. I was like, what the hell just happened? They were making fun of him. Stan Van Gundy on the broadcast was talking about, I've never seen that in my entire career. And Stan Van's been a coach for a very long time. He's like, yeah, I've never seen anything like that. Here's Jimmy and Buddy Hield talking about it after the game.
Buddy, what happened with the wardrobe malfunction?
Jimmy switched it out. It was Jimmy's fault.
Okay.
Jimmy switched it out, and that's what happens. I was looking for my shorts, and I thought it was the right one. He said, yo, put these on. It was the right. And that was the...
That's what you're going with?
Yeah, I'm going with Jimmy. It was Jimmy's fault. His locker is next to my locker. I was looking for my shorts. He said, yo, I can't find my shorts. Oh, it's here. And I put them on. And it looked just alike. And after that, got a fine for it. So it's cool. It's Jimmy's fault. Blame Jimmy.
Buddy Hield is so... The way he just talks is hilarious. It's so fast. It's so obvious he's from the Bahamas. He's got a little bit of accent there. But it's just... He just has so much energy and plays with so much joy. And it does rub off on a guy like Jimmy Butler. He loves it. And they're going at each other like bickering brothers. And that's what Gary Payton called them, I guess. And here's Jimmy and Buddy talking about that.
Gary compared you to bickering brothers. And you're the little annoying brother and you're the older brother.
And what Gary is?
I don't know. Maybe he's the middle brother.
The clumsy one. Always doing the dumbest stuff ever.
You literally wore the wrong shorts. The audacity.
Right. You call someone else dumb? You're the one that forgot your shorts, bro. Oh, that whole, listen, we're laughing about it now because they won. Had they not, it would have been like, yeah, what the hell was that? What are we doing? But they won, so it was funny. It's okay. What did you think about that? What do you saw that, Joe? You just turned the game on and there's a stoppage because of the shorts. Like, what?
Well, no, I was watching on TNT. I don't know about everyone else. And they had the Indiana game on and they didn't flex to the other game.
Oh, I was watching. Well, I was streaming through HBO Max. So if you have an HBO Max subscription, you can just go right to that game. I think you do.
Yeah,
so you
I know, but that. I was on TNT.
No, just do that next time. Just go to the app, the Max, and it could go right to
And then they flipped over, and then they was like 10 minutes to go in the, or, you know, 10 minutes in the first quarter, and then they did like a replay of exactly what happened.
Right. No, so it was just, it was, you didn't even catch
bizarre.
It.
Okay.
The whole thing was very odd. 888-957-9570, though. At the end of the day, it was Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler. That tandem, it is insane, just taking a step back, that these last two games that have been just huge, the last game of last series and the first game of this one now in the Western Conference Semis, like, Buddy Hield's been, like, the best player. Like, the most consistent player. Maybe not the best, because Steph obviously was huge that second half. But the most consistent player has been Buddy Hield, offensively. The most consistent player, the definition of inconsistency all season long, has been Buddy Hield. But the most consistent player in their biggest games of the season has been him. It's just insane. But I appreciate it.
Are we that surprised? We watched a guy in Andrew.
Yes, I'm surprised. Yes. He's been not good for most of the year.
Andrew Wiggins' entire career was mired in, wow, this guy cannot be consistent. And then with this team, in this organization, during the playoffs, flipped the switch and was the most consistent 2 months of his career.
Sure.
So I can't get a
star, though. He was an all-star that season.
Buddy was also a big-time player at Oklahoma.
Yeah, but he's been a bench player for most of this year. He's been off the bench, and he's been a starter now.
There's no doubt.
That's insane.
I hear you. We're not asking him to carry the team for 2 months. We're asking him, have a series.
No, he's carried the team the last 2 games is what I'm saying. Like, that's incredible.
It is, but, like, if I step back, I'm also like, it's not that crazy. I watched T.J. Warren turn into Michael Jordan in the bubble. Like, these things do happen. They do. I watched Cody Ross in a playoff series turn into Superman. Look, I'm not saying it is incredible, but it's not out of the realm of possibility is, I guess, where I'm going with this.
Here's more from Jimmy Butler and Buddy Hield talking about them going at each other back and forth.
Fred VanVleet, who you could name 1,000 players before you get to.
All-star.
He had the ball in his hand in game 7, and you were saying to yourself, oh my God, don't let him shoot, right?
Yes. Yes, well, because we've also seen him in big shots and big opportunities in the finals prior. But again, it's Fred VanVleet.
But even then, came out of nowhere.
Yep, absolutely. That's what players do. And again, Buddy Hield, he is still, it's him and Stephen Curry, the best, the most three-pointers made since what, 5, 6 years, whatever that stat is. It's those two. And here's more of Jimmy and Buddy going back and forth.
Draymond mentioned that you two guys were kind of going back and forth in the huddle even. Do you feed off? I mean, we've seen that. You know, we've seen you guys go back and forth. You're doing it right now.
Why
were you going back and forth?
Because I'm not going to say exactly what I say in the locker room, but when I got a mismatch in the post, don't cut it. Stay on the perimeter.
If you got a mismatch, you ain't going to score the ball.
I am going to score the ball. I can't score the ball when you cut into my space. You're a shooter. You're not even a cutter.
Bro, you seen it score
you
the
saw
ball.
What happened when you shot a layup in the first quarter? Smokey Robinson, that's exactly what you did. Use the backboard, too.
Use the backboard, too. That's good stuff.
When this team is loose, man.
It's great.
And when they're loose.
And that's what that tells me. Again, we'll play some more sound from the Minnesota angle because I did think it was hilarious after the game because they also had, who was it? It was Jaden McDaniels, it was Anthony Edwards and Julius Randle all sitting next to each other at the podium. And they asked him about this, like, they told him it was the worst 2-game shooting stretch from beyond the arc in the history of the NBA. So we'll get to that in a second. But it just goes to show camaraderie goes a long way. And the fact that these two are that tight and that Jimmy Butler has ingratiated himself on this team this early, like, it's pretty crazy. And also, Buddy Hield, this is his first season with the team, and he's already a fan favorite, which is crazy. Now, you got to be a fan favorite. You got to have some big moments and big games to be a fan favorite. And he's done that, so that's helped. But I don't think anyone's, like, ever hated on Buddy Hield. Like, this is, like, he's just had such a good attitude, and that matters.
But, like, journeyman in the playoffs, pick the sport. Like, they go on a run.
Yeah.
Marco Scudero is a journeyman. I mean, you know, like, stuff happens in these playoffs, and all it takes is 2 or 3 games, and you become, like, this otherworldly playoff performer. It's bizarre how that will happen.
Let's go to the phones, 888-957-9570. Let's go to Brian in Palo Alto.
What's up, BPA?
I know he's feeling great after that win. Brian, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it's just, it's pretty joyous. I mean, this is in my opinion, this is one of the most satisfying wins of this entire run. I have 10 years to win on the road as an underdog on short rest and lose Steph in the first quarter is insane. And to me, it's just what Kerr And I'll give the entire organization credit, Lake Up, everybody. But what they've built is pretty special. I don't know how the series plays out from here, but like, man, Kerr, this is the best coaching of Kerr's career right now, which is saying something. But he really is an all-time great to be able to coach that team through to a win yesterday. You know, it's insane.
Hey,
it's
GPA.
It's so impressive. And if they, if they could squeeze out one more win before Steph, hopefully Steph can come back, I think they're going to win the series.
I totally agree. BPA, it's like his usage of timeouts, his lineup combinations, his willingness to play nine guys in the first quarter, stopping any momentum or the crowd, fervor with timeouts, great inbound plays, having Looney come in late in the game for Draymond Green, who's got five fouls. Like, pick the way, like, however you want to look at it. He was amazing yesterday, Steve Kerr, in terms of pulling every single lever.
By the way, the guy who called in complaining about Looney for TJD, Looney like looked like he found the fountain of Looney yesterday. He was transformed. I mean, he was fantastic. Like, and I think even Kerr like willing to bring out JK and play him minutes, right? And like not about his ego or anything else, it's just, what they have, Draymond, Kerr, this group collectively, like the only comp from a local sports standpoint is Joe.
Yep.
Joe and Bill. Yep. Joe and Bill Walsh, that's it.
Yep.
Historically. And not Steve Young, by the way. Steve was not Joe, by the way, for the history buffs. I see him thrown into the mix there. But Joe, something about him, in the biggest moments and the brightest lights, they were at their absolute best and calmest. And these guys, that's it. It's just the Warriors, the Steph Warriors, Kerr, and the Montana Walsh Niners. Those are the only comps from a greatness in this area.
Have a great day, guys. Great point. Thanks, Brian. Like the aura, like I was thinking about it last night. If that was the Miami Heat, everyone would say around the whole country.
Heat culture.
That's a Heat culture win.
Right.
That's what that was last night. Like it was a Warriors culture win. And it's obviously like Draymond Green, who I've traded him away. I've crushed him. I've praised him. I've given him all of the emotions. I just thought yesterday when the team needed him the most, he was so awesome on defense. He was so awesome on offense. They needed scoring. He hit shots. They needed facilitating. He did that. They needed him not to turn the ball over and get caught up with the officials. He did that. We needed him not to kind of get in the mix with silly stuff with Gobert. He did that. He even separated a fight between Jimmy Butler and Dante DiVincenzo. I'm admitting it. Like, if I'm going to sit here and scrutinize every little thing with Draymond Green the last couple of years, man, the guy deserves all the praise. With Curry out, he stepped up when this team needed it the most. He hit. I wrote it down right here. To start that third quarter, you could feel like Minnesota knew this is second quarter, excuse me. Mm-hmm. You could feel they knew it was very important for them to get off. Boom, immediate stop by Draymond. Draymond, wide open three. Bang. And then they get announced later on in the quarter. It's announced. Curry's out. Damn. Now Reed's hurt. Boom, Draymond layup.
Yeah.
Like, he could sense the moment and how important it was. And he was the most focused I've seen him in so long. It was just such a coming-of-age win for this team. All the young players stepping up, the OG vets showing why they're some of the oldest and the most highly regarded players of this era.
And they're going to have to keep it up potentially without Stephen Curry for maybe multiple games, at least one here going forward. Again, we're awaiting the MRI results when it comes to one Stephen Curry. But Draymond Green stepping up offensively. You know what he's going to bring you defensively every game? Offensively, he was huge. 18 points for him. Jimmy Butler. He was chucking it up. No, Steph. Someone's got to shoot the three-point ball. Jimmy attempted 8 times. Don't know if I love that. He made a couple of them that banked one, which was ridiculous. Here's how it sounded right here on 95.7 The Game.
Bounce pass to Payton in the corner. Can't shoot. Over to Butler. Three to shoot. Pulls up. Takes a deep three. It's up. He banked it home. The Bank of Minneapolis is open late tonight for all the playoff action. 69-53.
Tim Roy on the call right here on 95.7 The Game. Put it about 69-53 in the third quarter. That one was just ridiculous as he was trying to get that foul call off of DiVincenzo. Didn't get it. Put it in anyways. And maybe that was just the night for the Warriors after that shot was made. That's kind of how I felt. But I know, I don't like to say anything in the chat because you guys feel like I might jinx something. We'll get to that in Fast Five a little bit later. 888-957-9570, the call. But without Stephen Curry, it's going to be difficult. Jimmy Butler talked about it after the game yesterday.
What did you see with this whole team coming together to earn this team win, game one on the road?
Yeah, big time. Big time for the guys. We want Steph back, I tell you that. It's hard playing without that man. But we got one on the road, came here, did what we had to do.
There you go. They got their one on the road. So no matter what, they stole home court advantage going back to Chase Center. Can you get greedy and go 2-0? Seems strong at this point, a little strong. But
it's aggressive.
It's aggressive, but you know what? I don't think a lot of people gave him a shot yesterday, especially when Stephen Curry went down. Even though they had a big lead, you didn't give him a shot. A lot of people didn't, and they showed.
I was way wrong.
Again, I like kind of how you said that. Warriors culture showed out yesterday, and Steve Kerr, give him credit for that. And speaking of Warriors culture, hopefully Dr. Rick Celebrini, their head trainer, could show his culture and get Stephen Curry back here sooner than later. I know he's not Mr. Miyagi. He can't do that like hand thing and put it on Daniel LaRusso and get that injury healed. But hopefully Steph can come back sooner or later. It's tricky, though. Hamstrings are tough. They're very tricky. So,
I mean, they won the first one. Mission accomplished. So even if they get blown, I don't want them to, but even if they get blown out, like they did exactly what we needed them to do.
Let's go to Andrew in Portola Valley wants to join in the conversation and talk about
like
Stephen
Santa
Curry.
Cruz area.
I don't know where that is. Yeah, Portola, is that Pajaro Valley? I don't even know.